Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Cheers!
Cheers!
Oh, we have koozies, so it's hard to make the sound. I had to tilt my beer to make a clink.
You know, I love that you said that, because then I was able to take a sip of my water.
There you go. Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I am Kimmy.
And I'm Liza.
And we're here. We're doing a double record, so you may have heard last week's episode, and we're actually, we just recorded that. This one.
And after we left our beautiful, like, lovely date, number 30 guest, Billy, who was an angel and
gem.
So brave, Jem. We were in the kitchen hanging out, putting him in an Uber, and we found our guest for this week.
Kimmy's roommate and Liza's friend, I was going to say BFF, but then I got jealous. Sarah!
Sarah's back! What?
We got celebrity appearance.
We literally bullied the fuck out of her into coming in here. We were just like, just do it.
Get on here.
I mean, I have been texted a few times because people have heard my name on the pod, so I feel like we're just giving the people what they want.
Oh, I mean, fan fave right here.
Well, actually, you're giving Liza and Kimmy what they want, because I really enjoy all of the many zillion friends you've had. You've gone to 16 weddings in 3 years or something.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've got 9 on deck for this year.
But they're
Jesus!
They're all cool people who I want to listen to our podcast, so I welcome this. Because, you know, you might repost this up.
Yeah, probs.
But I just can't imagine 9 weddings in a year.
I mean, it's a lot. Not the best time to be fun employed, but I'm making a triumphant rebound.
What do you? I'm going to ask you, instead of asking about worst first date, because I feel like we already got yours.
Yes,
we did already get yours. You went to that concert.
Yeah,
but your dad sent you
the cult adjacent concert.
I wish we knew what episode number that was.
Incredible.
It was the recap one.
Yeah, totally. Good memories. What's like your wedding pet peeve, you probably can't say this without insulting anyone. What's the most unique, what's the thing you've seen at a wedding that stood out,
I
played the fifth.
I'm not going to ask you that. Here's what I will ask you, because I love weddings, but most weddings kind of follow a formula. There's a certain sameness to all of them with like some variations. I don't mind this. I really like weddings. What is something you've seen at a wedding that you were like, that's really unique and cool and beautiful and or whatever?
As it relates to 51 First Dates,
yeah.
What I really like, and I told Kimmy this, and Kimmy is like, fuck yeah, is I've been to a couple of weddings where my friends have sat me next to, like, the 2 other single people at the wedding, and it's worked out well for me, like, every time that happens.
Oh, yeah, that recent one was,
yeah.
First of all, a wedding that almost didn't happen due to a storm.
Yeah.
And then, that's same.
No, but like
sat next to the cutie.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I like love it when my friends
hook you up.
Yeah. Because like even if I get a +1, I am not taking a +1 unless we are. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to chaperone and be like, I'm also like finger pistoling all over the place at a wedding. So like I don't need, you know, like a fucking sidecar for that situation.
Totally. Yeah.
So I like it when someone sits me next to someone who might like want to dance, maybe have a dance flow makeout. Like, maybe do the limbo together,
totally.
And I appreciate that.
Well,
I guess I would be like a dating hot tip for all those brides.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? Since, you know, this is not an official beginning, but last episode was setups, and I think we said we might have setups part 2. I think we should, because that's a literal amazing setup.
Setups part 2.
Because we didn't really get into setups because we were too fascinated by Billy.
I feel like the theme of last episode should just be like... Billy the Kid. I mean, not really, but just like a date. A date is here. We're talking to a male date.
Live male.
Yeah.
Like, in the wild.
Also funny that it was in my room.
Oh, yeah. We were like, so this is Kimmy's bedroom, which you didn't see on your date, but here you are.
But we can talk further about setups this week, because just real
quick. The art of the setup is dead. I mean, it's not, but, like, I want it to be more prevalent, because that's how I feel like everyone used to meet. Sorry.
I like the art of the setup is dead, but it should not be. Can we say that?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
And then let's just do a really quick shout out for all the listeners. First of all, I'm going to do baby steps backwards. Who haven't listened, welcome. We love you. For all the ones who have, welcome back. We love you. If you've listened, you know that Sarah's, you know, a friend of the pod, but, like, a member of the pod, and you do need to go listen to that recap. If you're new, now you fucking know. And then also, guys, let's just really quick, what the fuck, Sarah, what do you think we're doing here? We've already asked you that.
Wow, okay.
You can be honest. You can be sassy.
You look so scared.
Well, I just feel like I like to be articulate, so now I'm feeling a lot of pressure.
Is he home?
Sorry, right, I just got a thing. Billy's home.
We sent Billy home.
We sent him an Uber. I just got the thank you for your trip.
Got the receipts.
He was like, no, I will take the 3 trains.
I mean, that took him like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think you're opening your mind and heart and body to love.
Ooh.
That's beautiful.
Sounds slutty.
No, it's
not. I guess
in the most distilled form.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
I think you're like breaking down your bullshit and going on a journey and talking to your best friends along the way.
Fucking log line right there. That's our show. Hey.
Snapping all around the mic to make it sound louder and more like there's a whole room of snaps. That's awesome.
So if you're new to this.
That's the title of this episode.
We're talking about breaking down your bullshit.
I mean, we are. Did you listen to that podcast that Ringer Bachelor? So anyways, the new tagline for the new Bachelorette is, that starts on Monday, is, let's do the damn thing. And
oh, because she said that once on last season.
And now every fucking promo is like, it sounds like a fucking Trisha Yearwood album. It's like, let's do the damn thing. And some chick from The Ringer who does that podcast was like,
I love that. Julia Lip.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to this week, but I love
that. But she was basically like, that sounds like what moms in the Midwest think is a cool, like, urban slang term, and so does breaking down the bullshit. Like, let's do the damn thing. Let's break the bullshit. It sounds like something you'd put up in your fucking kitchen when you're a divorcee in 46.
And you buy it at Home Goods.
That is my aesthetic, is, like, divorcee 46 with, inspirational pillows.
Like, eat, laugh, love, home is where the heart is, and breaking down the bullshit.
And, like, you know, like, something about, like, how much I love wine. You know, when...
like, it's wine o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah, like.
Or, like, you know, there's always time for a cocktail. You know, just like...
I think we did a pun on... We were like, wine not on last episode. Quite literally, so...
Why not?
Yeah. But I want to take a really quick moment to shout out that... Actually, this is going to come out closer to your birthday. I'm pointing at Sarah. And post your birthday, I'm pointing at Liza.
Gemini.
This is a 30th birthday celebration. Well, it's not the celebration of either. You're both having awesome parties. But I really appreciate both of you. And I think 30 is only going to bring great new things. Oh, my God.
I have a high hope that I'm going to peak in my 30s.
I mean, no, you're going to... I mean,
I have not plateaued yet. I'm on the upward swing.
But you're
going
to keep peaking through your 40s, 50s, 60s, etc.
Well, like, you know, like, some people were, like, very cool in high school. Some people like, slayed in their, like, mid-20s. Like, I've been fine, but I just feel like, the 30s is going to be where it's at.
I also feel like older friends are always like, the 30s are real nice. Yeah. Everyone's scared of them, and they feel better. 20s are more chaotic. Our listeners too are in their 20s. And
do you have an average age?
They don't give you that.
No, it's just a window.
Interesting.
But, I mean, I feel like...
We shouldn't say that for advertising. Sorry.
I feel like...
Millennials with disposable income.
So many millennials.
So many of them. I had, like, a big emotional meltdown about it maybe, like, 2 months ago. And now I feel calm. But I think... I just don't feel like it's real. I don't ever feel like it's possible for me to be 30. I'm a tiny baby.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's real?
No.
Like, it's crazy. I remember, like, this is bleak, but, like, when my grandfather was really sick and, like, about to pass away, my mom asked him if he ever had felt his age, and he was like, absolutely never.
But I don't think that's bleak. Like, yeah, my dad doesn't feel his age, and I'm always like, fuck yeah, I want to feel that way.
Same, yeah. Yeah.
My new fun thing is asking everyone I know who's older than us what they did for their 30th birthday. Now that I'm thinking and remembering this, I think both, sorry, just circling, I'm non sequituring here, but I think both Justine and Lucy's parents met at wedding setups.
Yeah, thank you. Dude. You're exactly, thank you, producer. I mean, actually, we are too, but active producer.
But I think so, and so I'm just saying, like, if you're inviting me to your wedding this summer, which might be like 22% of listeners of this podcast, please set me next to a single person. But I think it's like, I always had like this rom-com fantasy that I was going to get set up. Like, you know what I mean? I bet if we did a poll of all of our friends, parents who are still married or who were once married, like a third of them would have been set up by friends. And I feel like apps have thieved that from us.
Apps have thieved that.
Totally, because it feels weird to set people up now. So, like, I set up Kimmy with the date we're going to talk about.
We're
going to talk about date 31, and we'll talk about setups within that, because it was a setup. But I felt weird setting up Kimmy because I, like, had never done... I mean...
Which is, like, so weird, right? Because, like, basically, the only reason we feel uncomfortable doing it is because we can't, like, fucking look at their stats in a swipeable...
Yes.
...moment, which... But I don't know. Like, well, I like the idea of a setup.
I do, too. I think it's so great. But I think it can be tricky. Like, I wasn't set up with my ex, but it was, like, in a group of people, and someone was like, you know, he likes you, like, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like, it was, like, a little bit of a thing.
It's mediated.
And then the breakup was, like, I felt so bad for my really close friend who had kind of set us up.
It was like, you shout where you
live. Because I was like, God, now you gotta fucking hear about it from both of us. It's like the When Harry Met Sally thing when you're just,
right.
Like, The garbage can pile up a little high, I think. But I think in theory it's, like, such a great thing. It's obviously a little different for us because I'm setting people up with Kimmy being like, oh, and by the way, you're going to get talked about on the internet.
Also, the first time you did set me up was with the 24-year-old comic who was a gem.
Yeah. He was a what?
Oh, my God. That time was not on purpose. That was not a callback. But I just keep saying
it. It's a good word.
I don't know. I hope it's not. One of those grandma words. It is.
No, but it's not. It's just your... It's hard.
No, like, neato is a grandma word. Or, like, I had a blast like without, is a grandma word.
And also because we're
saying
doing...
Saying I had a blast is a grandma word?
Well, no, like, just in, like, a...
I say that.
I mean, I would too.
I actually might,
too. Okay.
Yeah.
My dad definitely does, though.
Yeah. That's right.
Not a grandma, but he's...
Yeah.
Love you, Dad. Getting close. But this was a setup. What do you feel like was different about this week's setup? Sorry, that's what I thought you were getting
to. So I actually don't know him, haven't met him.
That's what I think.
So it was it's one of my really dearest friends who had a coworker who was recently divorced and wanted to kind of get back into the dating scene.
Oh, shit. And I'm on this episode.
Yeah. And I had...
The DeVovo.
Like, I don't think I can come on the podcast. I'm not ready. Give me a half a beer. One sip.
It's the DeVovo. Opposite of the hold my beer meme. It's the like, give me a beer.
Well, I get like the behind, I get the BTS looks.
Totally.
At the dates. So like, it's fine. I now feel more prepped for this.
I don't really hear about the dates until the podcast. Yeah. So it stays fresh. So it's funny.
I get the screeners.
You get the scoop.
So it's such a specific reference.
So I haven't met this lovely, sweet, generous human, although I did email with him a little bit, but I had sent an email to like,
talk about that.
I know. So cool. I had sent an email to a bunch of friends being like, hey,
I was on it.
Who, oh my God, you were,
I was
were
kind of like, yeah, I was like, fuck you. Like, I was like, you think if I had an eligible single bachelor, I'd be hooking Kimmy up with him and not myself?
I honestly think what I did was like,
but I was like rude.
Well, no, because everyone has that one friend who's a gem that they're not sexually attracted to. I do this thing on Gmail all the time when I'm trying to put emails together. I just started typing in all my best girlfriends' names. And then it would be like, do you want to add this person? And I just started clicking add because it like gives you all your friends.
It
honestly wasn't thinking too much about the distro list. I was just clicking.
No, names. It was like, It's like when Netflix is like, do you want to keep watching? And you're like, yes.
Totally. I just added like I don't know.
Like, Liza, I'll back you up because, like, sometimes I have to do that with, like, when I still tutor. And then I'm like, oh, my God, don't. Like, sometimes it'll misread one.
Oh,
like,
yeah, don't.
But it's so easy to just click. Rather than, like, what is their actual email handle?
Yeah, I don't think I thought about, like, the
names. But this was a response to that.
So this is a response to that. So my friend who, she's a good buddy.
She's very cool.
She's the coolest.
She is the coolest.
She's the funniest. I really love her a lot. She's like, hey, I have this coworker, like, he's great. He's, recently single, kind of getting back out there. And I was like, great. You know, is he cool with this weird ass setup? And he was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, he's really mellow.
And she was like,
you know, he's down for it.
Divorce.
He's divorced and he has a child. So this was like a new thing.
New foray.
And I did know that before. Yeah. Oh, yeah, guys. Sorry. We made a rule that everyone could put their hand up when they were like, not hold my beer, get me a new beer.
Okay. So on this date, my dear friend's coworker, recently single, but whatever. So I asked my friend, like, hey, is it cool? You know, you should tell him about the podcast. Like, we don't, you know, we're not trying to spring anything on anyone. Tell him what's up, you know, see if he still wants to do it. And she texted back especially pretty quickly.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you don't want to be like, he's not like, he's like looking for a stepmom and you're like, sorry, this is an experiment.
Well, yeah. Or just like, you know, anyone who's just getting back out into dating is going to be extra vulnerable. And, like, I wanted to make sure, especially because it was a good friend of my friend's, that, like, he felt protected and okay and taken care of. So she was like, yeah, he's cool with it. I emailed him and was like, hey, are you sure you're cool with this? Do you want to ask me any questions? Blah, 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 blah. He was like, such a gem. He was like, nah, I'm good. You know, so then I put you guys on an email. And I just felt like it just was,
you put the date and Kimmy on an email?
Yeah, it was weirdly
like you
businessy.
CC'd them on like their own matchmaking?
I was like, hey, like, you know, Kimmy meet 31, 31 meet Kimmy. I feel like next time I'm going to do it on text. The email thing felt to me a little like, and I was doing it from our like Chicks Productions email address. I was like, okay, here's Kimmy. You know, it was like a little that.
I got a photo of him, though it was a small circle on Gmail. It was a photo.
Oh.
Well, I had a photo of Billy, but it was because, like, my friends were like, we're drunk. We're setting up. It was a live photo. I was like, damn, yeah. But this photo, I had a really, oh, let me look. Looks good, but let me look. You know?
Got a photo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't opposed.
Next time, no email. Text.
It didn't actually bother me, okay. Actually. Sorry. He did the same thing as Date 30. He immediately emailed me and I was like, yeah, let's move to text. You also said something really cute. You are very good at a witty, fun,
yeah,
social
I trust Liza
email.
So much.
I like to throw a little joke in there. Mm-hmm. You know, a little joke never hurt anybody.
It felt great. I liked it. It didn't
bother
me at all.
But smooth of him to be like, let's move this to text. Because he knew if mm-hmm. we're going to email, like, that was a smooth move on his part. So props to him to be
especially
like, let's move to
text. Especially because we work in adjacent worlds.
Where'd you guys go?
To St. Maisie's. Do you want me to play my taxi cab confession?
Yeah. I forgot. I got so invested in the whole. Mm-hmm.
It's a delayed one, but you know, you'll be able to tell without the sounds of the city in the background.
Okie dokie. Oh God. I mean, let's try over. Let's restart. Okay. I just went on a date. It was another setup. Now I'm fucking enunciating. Yeah, it was the first setup with someone. Well, I won't spoil it. Let's just say that. It was a different type of situation to go on a date with. It wasn't just like a single, you know, same age frat bro or whatever. Not that that's been my thing of late. But anyway, such a fun meet and sweet dude, and good conversation. Really easy to talk about things and cozy bar. I sound dejected because I'm recording this a little after the fact. I'm not dejected. I'm just tired. Okay. Talk soon. Oh, look, that's the bell. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
He was, after those emails, and again, no spoil, like we already talked about, yeah, he is divorced and had a child, but like, I think we both knew a lot of things about each other. I didn't know that he knew that. I knew that about him. But also, didn't faze me so much. Not to be like a dick and be like, I didn't even remember. But I was just kind of like, it felt like a blurry fact that I knew.
Yeah.
I knew, but like
it was in the background, not the foreground.
Yeah, it didn't feel like weighty, especially once I met him. Especially having only a tiny, grainy picture. I was like, you're handsome in real life, very cool, like a New Yorker through and through. I feel like he was very, very good at communication, almost to the point where I like couldn't keep up because I'm a shit texter. And I think it was the week of my mom's anniversary of her passing. And he had texted me because I was like, I still need to figure out these logistics, pod time, and also lifetime. But I had been like, he had said like, and now how's your day going? And I was like, no. Like, I don't feel like doing bullshit chat. So I just didn't reply. Because like, this is my day to not reply to shit. I'm doing my thing with my dad and brother. And but earlier, either the night before or earlier that day, we had solidified a couple logistics. So I was like, ugh, that's probably not a great move, but also no. That's when I'll... So, he said something early on in the date. That's why I was like, whatever I said, like, we could actually talk about things. Because early in the date, he said, like, I kind of, like, not in a dickish way, but just, like, well, I was kind of like, what were you doing when you just, like, didn't reply? I was like, oh, she just... Or also having a podcast for a podcast, or whatever. Like, which I get. And I was like, no, shit, sorry, this is that day, not to get too deep, but you already know. And he lost his mom super young. Aww. So we were immediate. He, like, was immediately, like, it was, like, really, not like I want to have every day be like, yeah, get it. And I wouldn't probably, I had no idea. That's something I didn't know about him.
Yeah.
And he, yeah, it was just very, like, okay, you get it. And I trust that you do.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like I said this thing and then it's going to scare you and like, oh, look at her. Not like I could ever say that to anyone and they'd be like, oh, her excuse. But sometimes I'm like, can I say that? It's so extreme. It's not just like I was having a bad day, so I didn't reply.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Totally.
It's totally normal to like joke with someone about like, oh, but then you didn't respond to that text. And I was like, are we on until Wednesday?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. But
totally. Well, especially when the text was like, how's your day?
Yeah.
On that like, day. Like, what are you going to say? Like, great. Like, are you going to just like fucking lie so that you don't have to have a conversation? Or are you going to be like, it's the worst day of the year is what it is. But, you know, like.
And again, obviously not his fault. It's the same thing everyone I've heard about. The emails you get, happy mother, like all that. It's like, just.
Yeah. But I feel like.
But anyway. That was
an
like
okay text not to reply.
And early. But then it was weirdly like, we both have a thing in common. Like,
my friend who emailed me was like, here are his specs. I'm saying this not to throw her under the bus, but I'm sure she told him this. Like, she's not someone who keeps stuff to herself. She was like, age this, neighborhood this, divorce, child this age, job this. And I think she even sent me, which I didn't send to you, like, his, like, Facebook or something.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she was like, these are his stats. You know, like, it's a fucking, this, she gave me his baseball card. So I feel like he must have known that and maybe known it would have gotten passed on to you, but.
And when he brought it up at, like, the right time of the date, like, halfway through, it was, like, really nice. And also probably because it's a weird date. But back to Sarah's question, where we went.
Wait, I have two follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Based on what you just said. Do you feel like because, I don't know, just the way you said that, it almost sounds like he is less about fucking around. I don't know if that's a fact of who he is as a person or, like, as a result of, like, he's like, dude, I've been divorced, I have a fucking kid. But just the fact that he didn't tip... You know what I mean? It sounds like you had, like, a really genuine connection over something that was, like, very serious. And I wonder if that felt... Do you understand the question I'm asking? Where it's, like, almost more adult or something, you know, where...
Yeah, I think it felt more adult. I don't know if it felt more serious or anything.
No, yeah, not serious.
Because
no,
literally
like,
he knows I'm moving. He knows, like, he knows that I have more podcast. Like, yeah. No, it did feel more adult. Everything felt more mature.
Like, it's almost just like the cards are on the table and they are what they are. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't.
He was very mature. Or, like, adult, sorry. Mature isn't interesting, but an adult... In terms of being like, let's just go here. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Not that you have to pick the place. Because I feel like it's, like, antithetical.
No, but you didn't play a game about it for, like, three different. No. Yeah, I was like, let's go here. This works for us. Okay, this time.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also tricky because we know he's probably like going to listen to it. You know,
oh, for
this
sure.
is the thing about setups, which like we can talk about more, you know, in the theme at large. But like in this particular situation, yeah. which is like we're doing a podcast, like the setups, obviously, anytime anyone sets you up, they're going to know about the podcast because we're not trying to fucking trick anyone who.
Right. You know. Right. Right. Of course.
So it's then it's like this other side of it, which is that. We then feel like we're in here talking about someone
that we know.
That we know who's gonna, you know, it's like it's there's something tricky about that for our format.
I would also, I think this is coming up now, but I just wanna say, yo, date 31, if you're listening, you were an excellent date. But now I'm just like really rethinking it all, just based on the, or I'm like, oh, this feels weird, like, cause I welcome setups, they beg for setups, and now I'm like, oh, it's weirder, and it's maybe why some. Some dudes who've found out about the pod are like, don't do setups. Because it just, or like, whatever. And which is why we're welcoming all of our listeners' stories and figuring it out. But well, to go back to him specifically as a date, ask me questions about him. Because he was a great date.
Were you intimidated by, so this is like something I've encountered when I've never gone on a date with someone who was married before, but I've gone on a date with someone who's been in, like, a very serious relationship or, like, a very long-term one. And for, like, as someone who has, like, a kind of a hard time committing, I can find that intimidating. Like, you ask someone to marry you, and I, like, don't know where I'm living in 6 months. So, like, where, like, did you find that intimidating, and did that sort of feeling of intimidation permeate the date at all?
For sure. Like, this is kind of what I've realized to be the thesis of this podcast is, like, yes, I've not gone out there and just dated, but I also have a way harder time than I thought I did. Because I love to get hung up on people who I know just wouldn't work out with, so then I could be like, oh, it's not me. Like, I definitely feel that way. Because I wasn't really thinking about it in those terms, but, like, there was just something else in, like, an intention. If you've been married, you're just like, not that he intended to marry me.
No, like, but it's like, if you've lived with someone,
I've literally just thought that you've been way more serious than I've ever been, and that makes me feel like he did not make me feel like a child. But I just feel like, oh, right, that's the thing. And he was so not, I felt like he was so comfortable on a date. And that part is really appealing about someone who's, whether married or not. But I don't think I've ever been on a date with someone who was married before this. I'm not answering your question exactly how I was, there was another thought I had that I didn't.
Have you, Liza? I have dated someone who was previously engaged.
Oh, interesting.
But I knew he was engaged, and he...
Am I a dum-dum?
I may not have told you this. It was, well, I'll tell you now, but it was engaged. Yeah. So I knew that because... A mutual friend had told me that, but he never actually told me that. And the whole time we dated for like 6 months or so. And
you did.
It didn't come up and I didn't ask, but it was definitely in my head of like the, and our relationship was that he, you know, I think took it, he was more invested and took it a little bit more seriously than I did. And I really didn't want to be in a committed relationship and blah, 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 and whatever. But it was really in my head, like, this is a person who takes things really seriously. It was something I really liked about him, and also I really didn't want. It was a very confusing thing.
Because you've talked about him sometime.
Yeah.
And we'll cut out that in between where totally. It's really identifying, but I think what you just said is so wise that we have to leave it in. And we can cut this out, but that it kind of was like, right before your relationship now.
Yeah.
Like, you're obviously ready for serious. But people are just ready for different amounts of serious.
Totally. Well, and I think also...
At certain times.
Exactly. Well, I think also with the right person, it's not scary. Although mm-hmm. that's a lie, because it is still scary in different ways. But, you know, you are not afraid to... Like, it's the thing we always talk about, where, like, it should feel easy. And...
I think there's also, like, different people have different barometers for seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Which is
like
what
thresholds might be higher or lower depending on who you
totally.
Are.
And for like, me, calling someone my boyfriend is very, very, very serious.
Yeah, right. I was going to say terrifying.
Yeah.
Or, like, there's some people I know who, like, whatever, meeting your parents, not that big of a deal. And I'm like...
Oh, we've experienced it with friends we all know, actually.
Yeah.
I'm looking at both Sarah and Liza, because we have different friends. We're like, for them, it's literal, just like, here's... Do you want some cheese with that cracker? Like,
yeah, exactly. I don't know,
like, do you want some, like, oh, we're hanging out, here's my new boyfriend. We just...
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, it's...
Like, for me, like, mingling with my friends is a deal. Like, step one.
Yeah.
Like, and whether it's the parent side that you're, and you don't have to be insecure about either, but whatever it is, whether you're thinking about what your parents will be like in that situation, or your boyfriend, or
what saying you have a boyfriend sounds like out loud, blah, blah, blah. Like,
I dated someone for a year before they met my parents. I never even told my parents I was dating this guy who I dated for 6 months. Like, just not out of anything, just like, to me, serious is serious and not serious is not serious. And like,
sorry, no,
no, same.
I'm not laughing at you. I just, my nose made a grumbling sound and I felt bad about it. Sorry.
No, not at all. I mean, that would have been worthy. That would have been, I would have understood if you had laughed at that statement.
No, because, like, my nostril purred.
Okay.
I'm not getting anxious.
Yeah. I mean, but lots of people, I mean, I think there are lots of people who aren't afraid of just being like, this is my boyfriend, meet my parents, like, we'll move in together in a year, we'll get married a year after that. You know, like, and it's like, that stuff to me, every single one of those steps is like,
well, like,
a
the fact
big
that
deal
this guy-
that takes thought and, like, reasoning on both sides and, you know.
When you're a nice person and you want, like, if you get in your head about being, like, cavalier with people's feelings or something like that, you don't want to fuck with that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, just the thought of, like, this guy may have had to get a babysitter to go on a date.
He didn't. We talked about it. He
but, like, it up. The idea of, like, maybe having to do that to me feels, again, to him, probably does not feel that serious. But to me, I'm like, that's fucking serious.
Yeah.
No. My read on it was that to him, it feels not serious the way we keep throwing the word serious for the relationships around. That's different. Serious.
Intentional.
But, he felt, even though he definitely must have known that I knew about it, like, it seemed like he knew that, but still, I don't know, he brought it up intentionally and, like, was like, just so you know. And then he's also, like, a really charming guy. So I was like, of course, that's cool. And also,
so
we both know
he basically, like, told you that, like, he was like, it didn't come up naturally in conversation. It was like, he was like, oh, I want to tell you this. I mean, not that it was unsmooth, but it wasn't something where he was like, oh, my kid the other day, he was like, oh, I want you to know. You know,
oh,
what I
definitely
mean?
That's actually okay. The best thing, because it wasn't unsmooth, but it was definitely like, yeah, it wasn't just like my kid the other day. Yeah, it wasn't,
he didn't, like, just like sprinkle it in
the same way the podcast was the only preconceived notion I sprinkled in LA, and I remember sprinkling in it, and then I suddenly realized he knew I was moving there. I was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
because now that's my new fear.
Totally. Which I had forgotten to tell you, because I had told Lee, like,
oh, I didn't,
you know, tell him these things.
No, and we went to St. Maisie's. I've been to the upstairs at St. Maisie's, and, like, I can't remember. You went in a couple of days. It was, like, a very nice...
Oh, right. That's a place across
from...
Oh,
no. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know what day I went on St. Maisie's first date on. Teeth hurt, man.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it on the recap.
Yeah. I know, but it's so weird because...
Oh, yeah. No, I forgot.
He wasn't a bad date. It was just a teeth hurt date.
It was just, like...
His teeth were really hurting him. He kept talking about it. So I was like,
that's some shit I would do, though.
But I had been upstairs that time, and this was downstairs, which is a great place to have a party.
It just, where is this? I feel like I've been there, but I can't.
Right by, like, Emmy Squared.
Emmy Squared.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
oh, so our non-New York and New York listeners in Williamsburg. It's just, I didn't even know there was a downstairs, and the bar is literally, like, four seats. Like, straight up four seats. It's so cozy. That's down there should be, like, such a, have you been, yeah.
We went together.
The downstairs bar?
No, I didn't even realize there was a downstairs until you told me after the
day. With, like, tables with, like, someone's having their birthday. It's so cozy. You feel like you're in a base. Like, I'm trying to equate it. It would just be, like, a really good place for a long table to birthday.
Okay.
Is what I can. And then there's a literal four-seat bar. And I was like, oh, because they seat you there when it's too crowded. Like, Sarah, when we've been together, it was, like, the least crowded.
No, daytime. I just, like, I didn't even realize there was a downstairs.
Yeah, there were, it was, like... And he was
do
like,
they,
game.
Do they serve food?
Yes.
How many decks did you give it last time? Do you remember? That's, how would you remember? What would you give it this
time? It's really good. And the upstairs has live music, too, so it's tricky.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, okay.
But how overall, I don't know, cozy downstairs, too. It's so uniquely, like, the drinks are kind of slow. But that's sometimes good. Three.
I'm so curious to go back to our spreadsheet. Thanks, Angelica. And see if it matches what you gave it last time.
I think Sarah just held up a three. So I think she remembers. So I just said three.
No, I was just prompting you because I felt like that's what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I didn't love it.
Okay, a three. Okay,
here's a question I love St. Mandy's for general.
Liza?
Yes.
How did you tee up / describe Kimmy to her potential suitor?
Well, I didn't have to because the girl who set her up knows her well. She knows Kimmy well. So I think she teed up Kimmy and then she texted me and was like, hey, like sidebar, are these like real dates? You right, know, yeah. Which I think is a fair question.
Absolutely.
And I was like, look, Kimmy's moving. Kimmy has a lot of stuff going on. Like, she's not like, I basically was like, these dates are real, but she's not like looking for a New York relationship because she's moving. I was like, so.
But she's not closed off to anything. No.
That's what I said. I was like, she's open.
Her heart and mind and body are all open.
Correct. I was
guys,
like,
I just need you to come in every day with me and tell.
Just sit there in the background. I was like, she is going, like, you know, trying to connect with other humans, like, enjoy dating. She's not looking for anything serious because why would she be? She's moving. Like.
And we have a podcast.
And we have
a,
yeah, I was like, and, like, it's going to be talked about. You know, I kind of was like, look, it's real, but it's not a normal date.
Liza you know? Was a good human about yeah. it.
So, and I was
and
like,
knew all
and I
things.
Said in this text to Lee, I was like, you know, if that's a deal breaker, like, do not worry about it. Like, I know this is a weird thing. I know it's a weird ask. And she was like, nah, he's cool. I was like, all right.
Cool.
Cool. You know?
He was so fucking cool.
What do you think, like, okay, as someone who's in a relationship who might have friends or something, like, because now I'm thinking more about this.
I might have friends?
No, sorry. Who might have friends who are, sorry.
I'm just kidding. It was just a funny.
Retract. I'm in, like... You might have friends who could be feasible suitors for Kimmy that you could yeah. set her up with or something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm just realizing now, sorry, I just started thinking about how this is so not typical anymore.
Yeah.
Because we're all like, it's weird, blah, blah, blah. Like, in your head, what does like a good setup intro email or something like that sound like? Like, how, like if you were going to set Kimmy up with one of Jeff's friends or like fucking mm-hmm. set me up with your cousin, like how would you even broach that? I feel like that might be part of the issue.
Are we talking about setting Kimmy up with the podcast in mind? Or are we talking about setting you up?
Sarah up.
I'm not even saying, I'm just saying like, let's talk about generally setting up friends.
Totally.
And like how you would do it in a way that didn't feel like hokey or whatever.
For
like,
sure.
Liza the first would get thing, a ring and put you next to the guy.
No, definitely, I'm just yeah, for sure. The first thing I would do... is I think it's the same thing with like networking where like you get the double approval, you know, you say yeah. like, Kimmy, are you down? And then to the other person you say like, boy, are you down? And then when you get the double approval, then it's like, cool. I would probably in that situation either group text or I would be like, I mean, this is gender stereotypy, but I would text the boy Kimmy's number
for sure
and say like, hey, these are Kimmy's digits, you know, she knows your name
yeah.
like if you text her and say like, hey, you know, Liza gave me your details, do you want to grab a drink, she'll say yes. Like that's what I would be like, text her the simple text, you know, you're gonna get the what's it layup.
Yeah,
I set him up.
Great
for a layup.
Sports metaphor.
I can do.
By the
sports.
Way, little known fact: Liza is America's biggest fan of UConn's women's basketball, which is yes. why she's able to make that metaphor.
Well, no, I am the second biggest after my dad, Joe Renzulli.
Yeah, my
I had to get it from somewhere.
Like I've seen Liza get like heated over yeah. like the Huskies ladies basketball.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Just thought that was an important aside.
Well, Huskies ladies always win, right?
Yeah.
We that's Barack Obama once called us the best team in sports ever, period, or something like that.
Oh, wow, shit, girl.
Yeah.
But okay, I think part of the awkwardness
us.
Too.
Us. My team. My biggest dream, growing up.
What fucking number are you?
Number one. Number 23.
Yo, should we just get Liza for her birthday? Should we just show up in women's Husky jerseys?
Please. I'm now upset that I didn't
know. Me too. Wait, like, we might need to go on a fucking
detour. Just get a white t-shirt and draw a Husky on it. You don't need to work that hard. I'll still be happy.
Bring my ball.
Can you totally. Go in place anywhere in New York where you can just, like, get, like,
yeah, you, like,
Renzulli can't, on oh. the back? Why didn't I think of this?
Because I just thought of it just now in this movie.
Literally, guys, a white t-shirt and a Sharpie.
I mean, we're bad friends for not doing that. Like, honestly, everyone should just have a jersey with their last name on the
back. I mean, someday. It was my biggest dream when I was little. I really thought I was going to play basketball for the women. I'm 5'3", and I was very asthmatic, and I couldn't run or jump or do anything, or I have no hand-eye coordination. I struggle with all sports.
I'm very
but my dad was like, "You're going to do it, Lizzie." And I was like, "I am." And here we are podcasting. Anyway. Oh.
That was a good run. I like that.
Oi. So yeah.
Sarah's crying.
That's how I would approach a setup.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Sorry, not to just, like, really drill in.
Yeah.
But you would never think of it unless someone was like, you should set me up with one of your... See, I feel like this is the epidemic we're suffering right now.
No, it's true.
As singletons in major coastal urban cities is that, like, our friends don't think to set us up with anyone.
It's super true. Except, you know what's weird, which is actually really, really strange? I totally think about setting up younger people. People who are younger
than
me.
Like the youths?
Like Kenny Foskett. I'm like... Who can I partner Let's up see, that Kenny that. With?
Like, Isn't if your cousin, he a gem? Like, if your cousin Ellen showed up to the city unpaired,
totally.
You'd have been like...
She has the greatest boyfriend, Vinny, no shade. We love you so
no,
much.
No, but, like, if she would have shown up in a different situation...
I would have been, like,
Liza's always like...
Yeah.
Totally.
Because setups are nice because... I think they should be done by older, wiser. It's, like, matchmaking 1.0.
Yeah, but, like, don't you think that it's, like... But my question, then, is... Like, someone older and wiser than us might not have
the knowledge.
The dating pool.
Yeah, and then it gets true.
Yeah.
Your mom. Yep.
Totally. But the Exhibit other thing a, is that I think mom. Sometimes with a younger person, it doesn't feel... It can feel a little, like, not... It can feel a little presumptuous to be, like, to mm-hmm. a friend, like, hey, can I set you up? You know?
This is what I was kind of trying to get at and what I wanted to talk about because I feel like it's... There's, like, one of three ways you can feel. Mm-hmm. It can either feel, like, presumptuous, like, I don't need a man. Like, I don't want that. You know what I mean? Two, it can feel like people could get fucking sensey and offended. Like, why would you think I would like him? Or three, which is, like, how I kind of tend to feel about it. Like, who wouldn't be flattered?
Yeah.
By being like, oh, like, you're cool. I find them cool. Even if I don't find them cool, if you think they're cool, wanting to set us up feels like a compliment.
I agree, but Sarah, think about... No, I agree. I literally think before this podcast, I wasn't as into setups. Or before just entering late 20s, I wasn't as into... Now I'm like, what the fuck, friends? Why don't you? It's so much cooler. Also, dating apps, I think, make setups cooler these days.
Mm.
Setups, yes, agreed. Setups, level of currency of coolness. What's
they're
that
like
quote?
The hipster... They're like the fucking underground concert of dating or something. Because not everyone does it.
Yes, yes. Well, it is that Bushwick concert.
It's the Bushwick concert of dating.
Have you guys ever set anybody up?
No, but I feel that I was just about to think that. Because I was like, Sarah, why haven't I set you up? But I maintain a lot of female friends. I feel like...
I was saying a lot of my guy friends are my girlfriend's SOs.
That's why same. I sent that big ass email to everyone. Because I was like racking my brain. I was like, I don't know any single...
We're all the same, but you know what? It's going to change for me.
Yeah.
38% women at...
You're
UCLA
about to just, like,
MBA.
Sling some D.
No.
And then you can share some with me.
I'm about to set up anyone who's not, you know?
I one time tried to set someone up, and it was someone, the guy was someone we both know, and I didn't realize he was dating his now
gotcha.
GF.
Yeah.
But I met someone, and then, like, it was like...
I missed the
Hand signal. He's someone who has done work for chicks before. Yeah. And I actually texted him and I was like, because I met this person and I don't know why, I just instantly was like, oh, you know who would really like you? Blankety Blank McStein would really like you. Like, you know what? Would you ever be interested in my friend? And I'm like, I was just like, you know, an old Jewish mother right then and there, just like showed her pictures and she was like, yeah, I'd be into it. And then I texted him and I was like, hey, listen.
You started the double confirm.
Double confirm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know if you're single right now, but I just met this girl who I just feel like you would really hit it off with. And his response was like, oh, thank you, darn, for thinking of me. Unfortunately, I'm dating someone right now, but like, I really appreciate the thought.
And he is the one who would appreciate the thought.
Totally.
We got to forward him this episode.
I tried. Yeah.
He's now like our only male friend.
I know.
No, that's absolutely untrue, actually. No.
I mean.
But that we've not had crushes on dated or made out with.
He's our sweet baby angel. Yes. I have tried to very lightly, like, casually suggest that two different people in my realm date. A friend of Jeff's. A really good friend of Jeff's and a really good friend of mine.
I know who you're talking about.
I kind of was like...
I know exactly the pair you're talking about.
I'm jealous because I don't...
I just felt like there was some similar vibes.
Yeah. But I feel like she's like dying for you to like make it an official setup.
I know. I floated... Oh, wait. Okay, I floated...
Did you float or did you officiate?
I floated. I floated to him. I was like, oh, so-and-so.
I think
like,
I was there maybe one cute. Time when you were floated or something.
Yeah. I was like, she they had bumped into each other and I was like, oh, she was like, yeah, I think he's cute. And he was like, oh, that's so nice.
And you're like, no.
I was like, and then kind of crickets, but maybe I should take the next step.
Yeah, just like feel it out in like a real not drunk like, way.
Be like, would you ever be open to me setting you up on a date?
Well, because the fun thing about last week's date and this week's date, actually both were set up.
Yeah.
But this, like, last week's date, though, was like super unexpected, not from an email about you being but it was like, here's a cutie friend from my friend who has a boyfriend who was meeting our friend's boyfriend and his friend. And she was like, yeah. And they were like, yeah, he's so down. He's so cute. He's so endearing. He's into, like, the idea of the pod, and that's fun. And, like, doing new things. Like, we just learned last week. I don't know. Sorry, I'm just like, yeah, that was really fun to just be like, Kimmy, yes. It felt really good.
Well, I think that that's also a very good level of, like, 6 degree of separation of setup because I think you run a risk with setups.
Yours is different.
That something terrible will happen.
Yeah.
Or something super, or it'll just be horribly awkward. And then that person's going to see them each other at stuff at birthdays and at this and at that forever.
Because you're no longer playing Tinder. You're playing fucking match.com.
Totally.
Like, you're versus like, Tinder.
Wow. Look at that metaphor.
Fuck! I was a little practiced. I was thinking the Tinder role is like sitting you next to specifically next to someone at one particular wedding. It happened a couple times to you, but I'm thinking of the most recent one.
Yeah.
Worked out great for you. Like, this is different. What Liza's talking about, which we definitely bleeped out, is fucking match.com level. Like, that's like they've invested.
That's like borderline arranged marriage.
Yeah, it's too much because here's the thing. Also, since I just know the fucking hell that I put my best friend from college with, who set me up with one of her best friends from high school.
That was savage and you're not mature enough to deal with that.
Oh, I mean, well, that was good case scenario, which of like we dated for 2 years. We didn't have an atrocious breakup. Nobody cheated on anybody. Best case scenario, they get married on top of a mountaintop and die in each other's arms at the age of 100. Like, sure. But, like, almost any other scenario below that can be really awkward for the person setting you up.
Unless it's, like, and the Billy and the kid situation where it's just, like, oh.
A couple degrees of separation is good.
Agreed. Am I the kid? Billy and the kid? I'm old.
No, but this episode should be called fucking Billy and the Kid because it was a back-to-back and you went on a date with Billy and then a guy with a kid.
Whoa.
Boom. Boom. A doubleheader.
Damn.
To round that date up, he was an excellent date. No, I just want...
And like,
all right, okay, thank you. And time.
I think that
I'm hot.
Okay, so now having done a couple setups, what do you think like apps versus setups? Pros, cons, and preferences.
I think I want to caveat all of this with that I have a podcast, so the setups feel easier for me in some ways, and then weirder for me in some ways.
Yeah,
and then I love talking about how it's easier to talk about dating, whatever, like. For me, it's like there's a thing that I don't have to get off my chest.
Totally.
But there's also a thing that's still there that I think I would be pro setups versus apps for anyone else, especially if you're tired of apps.
Okay. If you didn't have a podcast, you think setups would be your preference?
I feel like I want your listeners to fucking get involved and tell us if they've ever been set up or if their friends set them up, because I want to know if this is happening and if we are.
It's probably not.
Look at Sarah with that call to action, right?
No, but I'm serious because I'm like
51firstaidspod@gmail.com.
Like, I would like to know what's.
Yeah.
I feel like we are in such a unique environment in that it's New York City and that.
Sarah, you should start the thread in the secret Facebook group when the best drops. Yes, you should,
because they're tired of us. And also,
if they set me up with someone.
I'll set you up
in Montreal.
Now I'm kind of like.
You're working there a bunch now.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not fun employed.
No, I know. Yes. I know.
To the world.
No.
Any Montreal listeners, we do have them.
Okay. Well, I go to Montreal all the time for work.
If you have a hot Montreal setup.
Or just like generally.
Now that I have set coming up a few times, I see the fun in it. But again, all the guys, because I have two more in the backlog for you.
Because it's like job steps for us.
Separate. They're all, none of them are people I'm super close to.
So it feels like a friend of a friend. Yeah.
It's a roommate of my cousin's boyfriend. Like it's
Vinny's being. Is it Vinny's roommate?
It's Vinny's roommate.
Liza's being an excellent
person,
co-host and person and friend in terms of like lessening, not the burden, but like finding dates. It's like kind of been nice.
Generally, how did fucking people go on dates before we had all these apps? Like, it happened.
They just married whoever they were dating at 16.
That's true.
No, but like, I mean, just like, you know, 4 out of 9 people you talk to 20 years from now are all going to say that they met their wife or husband on a dating app.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like now, if you ask people, like even that couple you guys talk about all the time, who is our friendship couple, they're married, but they're just that much older than us that they were never on the app. Like they didn't meet on an app.
No, they met in, but yeah.
They met through mutual friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not through a straight setup.
No, not through a setup. But I'm just like,
That doesn't happen as much in the same way through mutual friends because you're not.
Agreed.
So I would still go back and say when we're talking about setups, I like the setups more. Podcast aside, I still think I would, and I wish it was more normal.
You know
what? But then I also don't think that's where, like, because if you meet your person on an app, it's like weirdly romantic because you just liked each other. No one told you to. No one, like, except for a fucking app, like, was like, you might get along.
Well, the thing is it all feels random. It's like an app is random, and a person you meet at a friend's birthday party is random.
Right. Or like who you're sitting next to in a cubicle who you're like, oh, you might like so-and-so. That's random. Like, it's all.
Someone you meet in college is random. It's like I almost went to a different college. Like, you know, it's like, it all is random. It's all random luck, and it's like the vessel is not the thing, you know?
No, totally. So it's interesting to talk about different vessels.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I think it also has to do with, like, pool size. Like, for sure. I guess that's, like, part of what you're talking about. I don't know. Like, it's like the fucking ice cream store situation. If you have 30 different flavors to choose from, it's going to take you 25 minutes.
I mean, I think that it's so much less about numbers and so much more about mindset. But only because most people I know who have, like, been like, yo, I'm going out, I'm dating. Like, even you've had some, you've had more, like, you know, connection, I think, from this experiment than you have in the last 6 months than you have the whole time I've known you. Like, with other people, with, like meaningful connections. Like,
but I think it's a numbers game and a mindset game.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand.
But I think it's, like, what the people I know, when they decide, like, yo, I'm going to date, I'm going to make it a priority in my life, like, pretty quickly, often, they find someone. Yeah. It's not pretty or pleasant. It's, like, definitely watching the sausage get made. But it's, like, I think it is also just a, like, intentionality thing, you know? Not for everyone, because some fucking people are always in relationships. And also, then sometimes people are like, I'm going to get married. And then they just want to get married so badly. They're like Rachel on The Bachelorette. Or they're like, they want that ring. Uh-huh. And they can't even see what's in front of them. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's a combination of so many factors that it's impossible to quantify.
I guess I'm just glad that it's not the radius, because my parents literally grew up in a radius, a town, and met each other.
Yeah.
But I really am not to keep Aziz, because fuck that, but I like that book, because it really made me think about, like, yeah, the sociology of it. Like, people just used to not be able to connect with as many people.
Totally. Our parents used to not even know where their friends lived. Like, they didn't have the internet. Like, my mom was like, dude, my friends didn't even have my address.
Totally. Yeah. And also, honestly, I bet if your parents met today in the same situation, in the same way, they wouldn't have gotten married as soon as they did. Because people don't do that now.
Well, because they've had a long-distance relationship.
Totally. They probably could have dated for, like, 6 or 7 years, found some reason to hate each other. You know, like, I think that people then also, like, made leaps of faith in a way that, like, honestly, I think you have to do. Like, I think in some way, falling in love is, like, this leap of faith. You're just saying, like, you know,
let's do the damn thing.
Yeah, let's do exactly. Fucking call backs. Yeah.
I hope that.
But it's also a, like, I have no idea how this is going to go. You know?
Some people don't admit that. Do you guys remember, I don't know, did you guys see season one of Master of None?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That scene that I always relate to so much in dating, in fucking work and everything, when he is like, I'm hungry, I want tacos, and then he spends fucking 6 hours on his phone trying to find the best tacos, and all the taco shops are closed.
Yeah.
That is now.
Yeah.
Aziz was on to some things. Doesn't matter about, I think he was a shit person in life.
Careful. Did you see that SNL sketch? Oh my god.
No,
my favorite SNL sketch of the entire year. I'm going to send it to you tonight. They're all sitting around and they're talking about,
heard about this.
The Time's Up movement. And then Aziz comes up and, like, basically every time anyone says anything, another person at the table goes, careful. And they keep, every single time someone will bring something new up and somebody else will go, careful. It's so good. It's so funny. And
someone told me
that. Amy Bryant's in it. She's so perfect.
I need to watch it.
Yeah.
It's so smart. Like, it's when a sketch can be told to you now multiple times.
And it's very long.
Yeah. And you laugh.
Totally. Hard. Yeah.
Because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
So, wait. One question. Did I already ask you this? Maybe. I don't remember the answer. If you were not doing a podcast, you think you'd prefer setups to apps?
I'm going to be woo-woo. I don't think you should pick one or the other, but you should do setups if you're not doing the apps. And if you're doing setups only, props to you. But, like, you should do the apps. Like, it's got to be less of a thing where, like, I prefer, like, I'm not saying this to Art, but somebody's like, what's our best route? It's like, it's fucking not. Like,
yeah.
It's like, to what you just said, it's going to be. And maybe, like, yeah, you can't quantify it.
Yeah. Should we do some worst first dates?
Should we do one? Yeah. Should we
save
the questions? Okay.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. Definitely London or Australia. We'll find out in a second. Oh, London. It's not a worst first date, but a funny date story. But my story is this. I went on a few Tinder dates after moving home after uni. And met up with one guy in a bar we both liked. It turned out the bar was having a 5-year anniversary party, which we hadn't known about. And they had loads of 90s themed decor. Do you see why I said Britain? Free food, drinks, etc. It was pretty random as it was a weeknight and not that busy at all. We enjoyed the free food, though, and it was hilarious when he came back from the bar with some shots, which he had to explain were free. Not that he was trying to get me drunk. The next thing was that a photographer came around and asked to take our photo. We reluctantly agreed, and they made us stand up for it. So we stood up and had a photo taken together as if we were a proper couple. Yeah, British. The next bit, though, was that they came back and had printed the photo out onto 2 free key rings, which they gave to us.
No.
It was so hilarious that we now had a couple photo of us on a key ring each. On a first date.
Oh my god.
We both went away and told, like, everyone we knew about the key ring, and it was a great story. My friends all referred to it as key ring and chill. And obviously we were like, imagine how cute if this actually works out and he's the one. Unfortunately, we dated for 4 months, and after him confirming we were boyfriend and girlfriend, he said then he couldn't handle the commitment of a relationship. totally broke my heart. Please tell someone you can't handle commitment before 4 months in. That was her, not me, but I agree. But 3 years on, I look back at the key ring thing as such a funny story. Picture of said key ring attached, along with a key ring of me and my besties, which we got in a club to reclaim the key ring after me and the guy I was with broke up.
Oh my god.
Good luck with the rest of the dates, Kimmy.
That's so great.
What a she good did one. Attach them. They're so good.
Let me like, see it.
Yeah. They're so good. That's so London.
Gosh.
I forgot. It's all London.
That's clubs. Incredible. Yeah. I hope that she did something special. I hope that key ring, like...
I mean, I'm really loving the attachments.
Also, you're a cutie, listener.
Yeah.
No.
That's
He's cute, too, but not as cute as you.
And your friends are the best.
Yeah. Like, that's...
Good that friendship.
Rules. That's a great vibe.
And your
that's
like a Nancy Meyers movie is like, we're going to fucking reclaim the keychain.
Well, I like that she was like, it wasn't a worse first date. No. She's just like, it's a thing.
Also, when you talk about your friend on the right in this picture, she has the most incredible cheekbones. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
I mean.
Whoa.
Yeah. We'll repost out as, I wonder what club it was. Okay. Not that we can ask Momo, Sarah's sister, who lives in London.
True.
This is a blast. Did we annoy you yet?
Setups. We set up Sarah to appear on this when she
set her up.
When we went out into the kitchen earlier and I was like, was can I pee in your bathroom? I was like, I'm getting in there. It was something.
I don't know.
You're here now. We didn't let you go.
No, I know. You guys, thanks for having me. Am I your first repeat guest?
Yeah. First and only.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's been another episode of your somewhat favorite podcast, if you want first names.
Like us. Text us. Well, you don't have a number. Instagram us. Message us.
Oh, yeah.
DM
follow us.
Email us. Follow us. Join our secret Facebook group.
Rate, subscribe, review, because we love you.
And tell us about your setups. Much.
Tell us about your
by
setups.
By us, I mean Kimmy and Liza.
Yes. 51firstdatespod@gmail.com. Sorry.
And 51firstdatespod on Instagram and secret Facebook group.
DM us, too. And secret Facebook group is great. And then, like, if you post something in the secret Facebook group that you would email, we can always, we'll definitely DM you and be like, can we talk about this in the pod? Love you.
And in the meantime, go on a date.
Go on a date.
Special shout out and thanks to Jim from 5ohm for recording our episodes and making us sound pretty.
Yes, thank you. And also a big shout out to Anthony, also from 5ohm, for making us sound really good in post. And you should check 5ohm out online at 5ohm.com.
And that's spelled F-I-V-E-O-H-M. Ohm.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.